Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you were able to join me today. Well, for those of you who've been with me and faithful every day, with the Lord's help, we will conclude the message that I've been sharing on God's end-time Gideon band, because He's raising up a band of Gideonites, if you will, that are of the same metal, the same strength of character, the same courage as those whom God called in the literal time of Gideon, that there were 300 men that were extraordinary, a remnant that God used in a powerful way to influence the church, if you will, to influence the people of Israel. And I'm making application for today, the body of Christ, and for the church at large. God wants people who are sold out to Him, who are willing to weep between the porch and the altar, who are willing to lay personal comfort aside, their own personal agenda, and be used of God, even at the peril of self. Listen, don't you think it was hard for 300 men to face an enemy horde below them of 135,000? My goodness, but God gave tremendous victory. So as we bring this to a conclusion, I'm reading now from chapter 8, verses 11 through 13. And Gideon went up by the way of them that dwelt in tents on the east of Nobah and Jugbeha, and smote the host, this is the enemy host, for the host was secure. He defeated them. And when Zebah and Zalmunna fled, he pursued after them and took the two kings of Midian, Zebah and Zalmunna, and discomfited all the host. And Gideon, the son of Joash, returned from the battle before the sun was up. In other words, they were faint, they were weary and tired, but they didn't stop until they had complete victory. And as he warned, and I'm not going to take the time to read Judges 8, you may wish to, he goes back and punishes the man of Succoth and of Penuel as he warned them, because they refused to help them. And then in verse 22, it says, "Then the man of Israel said unto Gideon, Rule thou over us, both thou and thy son's sons also, for thou hast delivered us from the hand of Midian." They were very grateful. And Gideon said unto them, "I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you, the Lord shall rule over you." Verse 28, in conclusion, "Thus was Midian subdued before the children of Israel, so that they lifted up their heads no more, and the country was in quietness 40 years in the days of Gideon." So, what do we see? We see these 300 men in chapter 8. They were pursuing the kings. Why would they do that? There was already a tremendous victory, but nothing short of the capture of those enemy kings would convince the outlying tribes of the reformation of true worship that Gideon had initiated. Remember, we started this whole thing. He tore down the altar of Baal and established the altar of Jehovah. And so it had to be a complete work. They had to see that, in fact, victory was going to be given. And the men that were with Gideon, those 300 men of vision, were more alive to the urgency and the importance of the situation. They were, must have been absolutely exhausted. They were faint from lack of food, but they would not give up until God had given them total victory. And what do we see here, beloved? A beautiful picture of the remnant of those Christians who are going all the way with the Lord. We see a body of people whose flesh is subdued to the spirit. They were willing to live from hand to mouth. They had no natural sustenance. They had to go in the strength of God. There was a test of their diligence. They could simply carry as much as they would need. They'd have to endure hunger and thirst and toil. You know, all the army was equally thirsty, but of all that army of 10,000 that remained, who were willing to stand for the Lord. They had faith. Only 300 lapped with their hand to their mouth. Those that bowed down upon their knees to drink water quickly, especially were eager, if you will, for their own gratification. So that those 300 exhibited greater self-control, as well as alertness and awareness that the enemy could be attacking at any moment. So we see a beautiful picture of someone who is really walking in the Spirit. There is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I've heard a lot of preachers stop just with, therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And I want to say, why don't you finish it? Finish the verse. Because if you are walking in the flesh, could that mean maybe there might be some condemnation? I'll let you answer that. Okay. All right. So what do we see? We see tenacity and a determination to see God's plan through. And in the situation with the cities of Succoth and Penuel in Judges 8 and 5, when remember he's asking for bread, and he let them know he was pursuing the Midianite kings, they basically rebuffed him. They said, the princes of Succoth said, are the hands of Zebah and Zalmunna now in thine hand, that we should give bread unto thine army? And Gideon said, therefore, when the Lord hath, he was speaking in faith, hath delivered Zebah and Zalmunna into mine hands, then I will tear your flesh with the thorns of the wilderness and with briars. And that's exactly what he did. They refused to help. And of course, they were part of that rebellious bunch, probably, that would want to see Baal worship continue. But they were men that were hostile to Gideon's reforms, and they feared neither God nor regarded man. Here their Israelites were pursuing the same enemy. They were all being impoverished by the Midianite host, and you think they'd be willing to help. That showed their character. It showed where they were at. They were contemptuous and uncompassionate toward their brethren. Scripture tells us to do good unto all men, but especially those who are of the household of faith. And then in Judges 8 and 11, it says, Gideon went up by the way of them that dwelt in tents. He smote the host, for their host was secure. They thought, you know, they were, you know, they'd gotten away scot-free. The host was secure. And of course, you know, it's unlikely a mere handful of men would pursue so large an army. We're talking 15,000, so long a distance. They believed themselves beyond the reach of pursuit. Praise God. Beloved, yet God gave them victory. What a marvelous example in the Spirit this is to us today. And so my question to you, beloved, if you've been with us these several days, are you part of God's end time Gideon band? I'm not preaching separatism or elitism, or, you know, maybe some Christian, you think you're just a little bit better or superior to the average Christian. I'm not promoting arrogance or spiritual pride, but rather humility. I'm trying to encourage and edify you and exhort you to a spirit of self-sacrifice for God and for the body of Christ and for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, there it is so tragic to see what's happening in the mainline denominations, in churches that were once on fire for God. Now they're complacent, they're compromising. I had a friend just tell me, nothing's sin anymore. Everything is sort of lawful. And beloved, there is a walk of holiness and the fear of the Lord that God wants to return the body of Christ to. We need to seek the Lord. We need to turn from our wicked way. In fact, for someone who is really following after the Lord, the ego is crushed. We are broken as those clay vessels were broken in the hands of the 300. They were willing to break their flesh, if you will, and they did. That by being where they were at, they definitely had laid down fear. They had laid down concern of self. They were willing to sacrifice themselves for the cause of the Lord. And God gave an amazing victory. And so, beloved, what God is looking for today is purity of heart, purity of the anointing. He's looking at heart motives. And we see in Gideon's band, many were called, but few were chosen. Matthew 22:14, that's true in our day. There had to be a personal response to the heart of God. And as I bring this message to a close, I want to just close in prayer and ask God to anoint you, to anoint His people, and to anoint those beyond that are able to hear this broadcast. This broadcast, we're on the World Wide Web, so people around the world can hear it. Yet in the Spirit, I want us to call forth a Gideon band who will respond as the band of Gideon did in his day. Father, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I thank you. You are raising up strong warriors, male and female. Lord, in Christ, there's no male or female. And so, Father, you're raising up people, regardless of gender, regardless of our age, that are willing to say yes to you, who are willing to be alert, who are willing to be self-sacrificing, even as Gideon's 300 band were willing to follow directions, were willing to place themselves in harm's way, if you will, Lord, and yet you became to them a mighty man of war. You revealed your strong arm in their behalf, and you gave Israel victory. And I thank you, Father, that regardless of what it looks like today, regardless how discouraging it might look politically or in the natural, in terms of events that are happening in our nation and around the world, we look as Gideon did with the arm of and with the eyes of faith, that the enemy is defeated. The kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our God. Father, we see with the eyes of faith that Jesus will return and he will put every enemy under his feet. We give you honor and praise today, Father, that you are ministering to needs, that we can be those warriors, that city on a hill that is shining forth with the light of the gospel. We will not fear, we will not be dismayed, for you are with us. Father, I thank you for your anointing upon every heart who is responding in faith to you. And Lord, we thank you that we shall do great exploits in your behalf. The eyes of the Lord roam to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking to prove himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward him. Praise God. Beloved, it's been a privilege to minister to those who are so honored before the Lord. Amen. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for joining me. If you have prayer needs, the announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.